There are some hopeful signs of recovery in Detroit. Home values creeping up, unemployment dropping, but the recession bit pretty deeply into that city, and it could run out of money before the recovery can have some positive effects. Moody's has put some of the city's municipal bonds on review for a downgrade. The city is suspending payment to some of its vendors so it can cover basic services and make payroll. And if the city can't resolve the budget crisis, the state might appoint an emergency manager. In fact, that's looking more and more likely. We're joined now by Quinn Kleinfelter, a reporter at WDET Detroit Public Radio. Good morning, Quinn.
Hello, Celeste.
You know, the appointment of an emergency manager from Lansing to come and take over the books in Detroit, it has happened before, and this isn't just an economic issue. It takes on all kinds of implications, racial and otherwise. Can you explain?
Yeah, there has always been a fear in some circles, as you mentioned, of the racial component. Detroit is a massively African-American population, and oftentimes many of the lawmakers in Lansing, the state capital, are overwhelmingly white. So there will be this kind of a plantation mindset where they'll say these people are coming in to take us over, to take over our city. And it has that racial component. But actually, it hasn't been black or white so much that's been the question at the moment. It's been green. The city's running out of it. It's running out of cash flow. There are estimates that by April, the city would be completely without money to actually pay people, to pay vendors and so on. There's other estimates that it could happen as soon as the next few weeks. So the cash crisis is really driving everything at the moment.
And in fact, this is turning into real problems for residents of the city of Detroit. They're actually seeing the lack of cash playing out on their own streets, right?
Yeah, there's problems that there has been with services for quite some time in terms of slow garbage pickup, whether or not police can respond in a timely manner, or even ambulances or fire officials. There are many that worry that that would just be exacerbated if, in fact, the state had to take over the city and do what's called appointing an emergency manager that would have sweeping powers to void union contracts, make all sorts of fairly draconian decisions. At the same time, however, there are those that say that without that kind of an appointment of an emergency manager, nothing's going to happen, that there has to be union contracts that are voided. And an entire restructuring of the way the government in Detroit functions in order to actually make any kind of a solution to the problem.
We've heard of other states, cities and counties declaring bankruptcy. Could the city of Detroit go bankrupt?
You hear different people talk about that. I mean, there are those in the state that will say it cannot, whether or not legally it could. They say that they are required under the state law to make sure that cities don't go belly up, and that Detroit has such importance, being the largest in the state, that they just cannot allow that to happen. Politically, they really couldn't allow that to happen, to say here is the Motor City, one of your signature things, if not the signature thing known from the state of Michigan, and you let it go under. And there's a lot of people there, too, that are going to be suffering quite a bit no matter which way it goes. If there's an emergency manager, there's going to be lots of cuts made in the city in the services that are provided. And while they may be able to balance the budget and get it on a right footing at some point in the near future or the far future, in the very short term, there's going to be a lot of pain. And that's one of the things why these emergency managers are so unpopular oftentimes with everybody except for the elected officials. They will say that these managers are doling out pain, and so therefore they're not something that anybody wants to see come into their city other than those that are maybe creditors.
That's Quinn Kleinfelter, reporter at WDET, wrote Takeaway affiliate, Detroit Public Radio. He's been covering Detroit's financial struggles. It sounds like those tens of thousands of new automotive jobs are too little too late, perhaps. Quinn, thanks so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.